The horrific attacks in Belgium, Los Angeles Police Department has increased its patrols and its presence at sites of critical infrastructure as well as our transportation hubs. I've been in contact with all of my direct reports this morning, as well as Sheriff McDonald and Dave Bowditch from the FBI. We will continue to monitor the status of the investigation in Europe and try to make sure that the city is as safe as it can possibly be. At this particular time, we have no connection or nexus between the terrorist attacks in Belgium and the city of Los Angeles, but we will monitor that very closely. This weekend, I participated in the Baker to Vegas Relay, one of 264 law enforcement teams that competed in a 120-mile foot race between Baker and Las Vegas. We had teams from not only from Europe, from Great Britain, and from countries as far away as New York. The Los Angeles Police Department, for the fifth straight time, was the overall winner at Baker to Vegas. The elite team finished in a time of 12 hours and 59 minutes. They bested the second place team, which was our LA County Sheriff's, by just over 5 minutes. And the third place team was New York PD, and I think we beat them by about an hour. The women's team won for the sixth consecutive year. Our women's team is made up of entirely police officers assigned to the city of Los Angeles, and they did a fantastic job beating all other women's teams by over an hour. This is a great event. I mean, I talk about it as a competition because it is a competition. It's a race, after all. But the real benefit isn't in the competition. The real benefit is in the sense of brother and sisterhood that is established between the agencies that are involved. And I think that the events in Belgium highlight the need for law enforcement to work together. And this is just one of the many ways that we build partnerships, we cement relationships, and we build teams. It's a really important piece. On to crime in the city. We continue to see an increase in violent crime in the city. We're at just over 13%. Property crime, however, is down just under 2%. So the combination of the two is what, in the aggregate, is what gives us part one crime, and we're at a 1% increase in part one crime. We've had 9 more homicides this year so far to date than last year. That's a 16% increase. Those are primarily fueled by gang homicides. We've had a 33% increase in gang homicides since last year. We have significant strategies that are in place in the four divisions that are primarily affected by this, and we will discuss those strategies on a public venue in the very near future. Officer-involved shootings are down significantly from their four-year average, down about 10% over the four-year average. Traffic collisions are up slightly in the city, about 6.8%. Traffic collisions are not only a function of engineering and enforcement, but they're also a function of miles traveled. Obviously, as miles traveled increase, traffic collisions are likely to go up. We've had a positive development in the motor vehicle versus pedestrian. Traffic accidents are down about 9%, and bicycle-involved traffic accidents are down about 30%. So those are two categories that can be greatly affected by the way that people look at their safety and the way that motorists pay attention to what the dangers of the road are. So that's a positive sign. Sworn personnel on payroll, we have 9,905 sworn personnel, 2,693 civilian personnel, about 400 reserve officers, 372 specialist volunteers, 60 chaplains, and 7,410 young people in our cadet program. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief?
Nope.
Okay. We're going to item number 4, regular agenda items. Are there any that we'd like to pull? First of all, are there comment cards on 4A?